Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Last week, one of the internet's most relied upon platforms, Cloudflare, suffered a global outage that shook the digital world. On November 18th, a bug in Cloudflare's bot management system triggered a massive disruption, causing thousands of major websites, including ChatGPT and Yux, to go offline for several hours. The glitch was caused by an oversized configuration file, which crashed critical web traffic and security systems. Cloudflare's engineers responded quickly, rolling back the problematic change and restoring full service within hours, assuring the world there was no cyber attack involved, just a technical slip in protecting us from online threats. This outage was a stark reminder of how much our digital lives depend on a handful of internet gatekeepers. Vibe coding is changing software development by letting anyone turn ideas into code using just natural language. Instead of focusing on perfecting syntax, developers now describe what they want, and AI tools like Copilot handle the technical details. This approach dramatically speeds up prototyping and democratizes who can create software, enabling people with no formal coding background to build functional apps and solutions. Studies show vibe coding makes teams up to 81% more productive and 55% faster, shifting developers' roles toward guiding, reviewing, and refining AI-generated code. The future of programming is less about memorizing commands and more about collaborating creatively with AI to quickly bring ideas to life. Why settle for bloated operating systems when lightweight Linux distributions can supercharge Kubernetes or Docker workflows? Let's compare top options like Alpine, Ubuntu Core, Flatcar, Fedora, CoreOS, and Talos, showing how each offers faster spin-offs, lower resource usage, and environments that closely mimic production. For example, Alpine signs for rapid single-node clusters, while Talos is built for immutable, disposable environments ideal for CI/CD pipelines. The right distro depends on your needs. Security and auto-updates point to Ubuntu Core, reproducibility to Flatcar, and enterprise-grade testing to Fedora CoreOS. Developers can expect smoother integrations with container runtimes, better compatibility with tools like kubectl and Helm, and a more efficient use of system resources. The takeaway is clear. Choosing a lean Kubernetes-friendly Linux base not only improves performance, but also streamlines development and prepares projects for scalable production. Could sorting actually beat hash tables for counting unique values in massive datasets? According to recent benchmarks, a well-tuned hash radix sort routinely outperforms even the fastest hash table implementations, especially as data sizes grow. While hash tables are typically seen as go-to solution for this kind of problem, hashed sorting leverages memory bandwidth more efficiently, making it up to 4 times faster than popular Swiss table hash tables in Rust for large arrays. The secret lies in how Radix sort accesses memory. It processes cache lines more productively than hash tables, which tend to waste bandwidth with every key access. Even when data distributions are not ideal for sorting, hashing the keys first can smooth out performance issues, making hash radix sort robust across different scenarios. However, hash tables still have the edge when there are many repeat accesses per unique key or when immediate lookups are needed. So, hashed sorting is not a universal replacement. For developers working on performance-critical systems, these findings suggest it's time to reconsider old assumptions. Tasks in high-performance computing like sparse metrics, multiplications, or random number testing could see substantial speeds up by switching to hash sorting. The takeaway? Sometimes the classic interview answer is not the fastest choice in practice. gRPC and REST are two major API frameworks for connecting software services. REST is familiar and flexible, using HTTP and human-readable JSON perfect for web apps and public-facing APIs, thanks to its simplicity and wide browser support. On the other hand, gRPC uses protocol buffers and HTTP too, delivering fast, efficient communications with built-in code generation and powerful bidirectional streaming. gRPC signs for high-performance, data-heavy microservices and real-time applications, while REST handles resource-based interactions and broad compatibility. REST is loosely coupled and easy to evolve. gRPC is tightly coupled for maximum speed. Choosing between them, REST for simplicity and accessibility, gRPC for speed, scalability, and modern microservice needs.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Zubili Tech Weekly. See you next week.